Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. With this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Best Ever You Show. I'm so excited that you're here with us. I have a really neat guest. I have Jessica Ortner with us for the half hour. We're going to be talking about the tapping solution. She is a new Hay House author with a book coming out in May, and she is the producer of The Tapping Solution, which is a breakthrough documentary film that explores the Emotion Freedom Technique, or EFT, also known as Meridian Tapping. This is a technique that combines Chinese acupressure with modern psychology, and let me tell you, it provides some powerful results. So if you're not familiar with tapping, you're going to want to stick around here and listen to this show, because she is going to get us all tapping and all healthy, and she's been teaching this since 2006, and she is just, she's not only beautiful, she's brilliant and smart and just awesome. So we're going to bring her in a moment. I also want to let you know that she has hosted the Tapping World Summit. She's presented and hosted, and that's a yearly online event that in 2012, get this, it attracted over 500,000 people. So millions, probably millions now in 2013 and 2014 are learning this. And her brother is Nick Ortner. We had him on the show earlier, probably a few months ago now, and just love this family. So the Ortners and the Tapping Solution, and we're going to bring Jessica on in just a minute. I do want to thank everyone at Hay House for their support and love, and I know Jessica's going to chime in here with that support and love. We're going to have a Hay House love fest here because we just love everybody there. We've each got books coming out in the spring. Mine comes out April 14th. It's called Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. And I just love everybody who's been helping me with Percolate, and just very excited for that release. My book's in pre-order mode right now on Amazon and wherever books are sold, and really exciting to see those pre-orders happen. So I want to mention the website for Percolate is percolatebook.com, and then you can visit us at besteveryou.com. And then we also, due to my food allergies, Brian Hamm and I have started a website called Food Allergy Zone. We started this probably a year ago now, and it's picking up speed, and we're doing some interviews. We've been in Huffington Post Live, and some other places to talk about food allergies. As you know, I have anaphylaxis and live my daily life with food allergies, nuts, peanuts, fish, and shellfish, and I've nearly died a couple times here. Those stories are told in Percolate, as well as Brian's story of losing his son to a food allergic reaction. So that information is up at Food Allergy Zone, and we hope to touch lives and help save children and people around the world from food allergy deaths and allergic reactions and information. So Food Allergy Zone. So, all right, well, on a happier note, let's bring Jessica in and say hello to Jessica. How are you, Jessica?
Hi, I'm great, thanks. Thank you so much for having me. I'm a fan of yours, so this is quite an honor.
Oh, thank you. I just think you are so amazing, all the things that you do. I can't wait for you to just start talking and tell everybody what you do. I think you're very wise, and really, you've got some just gifts. So I kind of want to talk to you not only about your gifts and how you produce things and how you write things and so forth, but, of course, also the tapping solution. So do you want to so kind of two directions for the show, because I know there are a lot of people who are listening to Best Ever You saying, I want to do what she does. And so mm-hmm. I think if we could also share some of that with people, that'd be really cool. So you pick.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
Do you want to go first?
Whatever you think. You know, I think we should talk about tapping. Well, let's see. You know what? Actually, let's talk about the business side of it first. That way we can end the call with all doing some tapping. I think that would be a nice place to wrap up.
Yep, perfect. So tell us how you got started in this. Was this something you were great at as a kid? Or it's hard to produce things and have them come off as beautifully as this.
Thank you. Well, I never really wanted to be a producer. It was never a goal of mine. to give you a little bit of a backstory, I was very passionate about personal development. I read my first personal development book when I was 16 years old, and I struggled so much in school. And really, my desire for an interest in personal development came really from an insecurity of feeling that I just wasn't good enough. And I struggled so much in school that two things happened. When I started reading personal development books, I learned that there's a lot of brilliant people who didn't do well in school. And the other thing is it felt like a way that I could improve myself. But again, a lot of that came from this insecurity of not feeling good enough, which I'm sure so many people relate to. And I wanted to do something different. I started studying hypnotherapy. I started studying NLP. And I decided to leave college because I wanted to do something more alternative, and I wanted to take workshops. And so I began to really start my own course because I was such an avid reader that I wanted to, you know, I joke, but it's true that the moment I dropped out of college is the moment I took my education more seriously than I ever had before. And I really became an avid reader. And through that, I discovered tapping. Not because I was searching for it, but because it found me when I was in a really dark place. I was working in real estate trying to make my dreams come true, and I had always felt like if I just would take that leap of faith, then everything would come together, and I found that things weren't coming together. And the more I was trying and the harder I was working, it just seemed like things weren't going my way. And I was really sick with the flu, and I just couldn't shake it. I was sick in bed for a while, and my brother Nick came over, and he's like, listen, there's this technique, it's kind of weird, but I think it could help you. Why don't you give it a try? So, you know, I joke, Nick and I, we always play practical jokes on each other. We've done so since we were a little kid. And I feel like sometimes as the older brother, he tries to see how far he can lead me before I catch on.
I'm very funny, Nick. I have one of those brothers.
Yeah, so he had me like tapping, like I was tapping on different parts of my body, and then I start tapping on my head, and I'm thinking he's going to ask me to make a monkey sound any moment. Like, what is this? And he's like, just stick with it, Jess. Just, I promise you, this is for real. And so I start tapping on just focusing on my symptoms while stimulating these acupressure points. And all of a sudden, all these emotions came up, and I looked at him and I said, I don't want to get better. He's like, what do you mean you don't want to get better? And I realized that I was so exhausted from trying so hard that I wanted to be sick because it gave me a break. And so we began tapping while focusing on this feeling like I've been let down by the universe and that nothing is working for me, and feeling like I made a lot of sacrifices and I seemed so courageous, but nothing was working. And so as we began to tap, I felt a shift in my body, because this is the thing, we know this. When we have a feeling, it's not just a thought in our brain. That's why we say, he broke my heart. I had a gut feeling. That's why sometimes we try to talk ourselves out of something, because we think, oh, well, we're so smart and we're so intelligent. Why is it that I can't just think my way out of my problem? Or why can't I talk myself out of this sadness or talk myself out of this anger? But what happens is we feel hijacked by emotions that we feel in our body. And so when I was able to give a voice to the fact that I felt disappointed and that I felt so heartbroken that life wasn't what I expected it to be, I was able to release that pressure and that stress in my body by tapping on these acupressure points and focusing on that. And so after tapping just a few rounds, I took a deep breath in and my sinuses were cleared. And that really was the beginning. But, you know, we have this funny thing in life where life gets better and then we forget how we got there. And sometimes we might sink into old patterns. And that's what I did. I used tapping once. It was awesome. But then I just let it go, and I just went on doing what I thought I was meant to do. And then I kept, every time I kept hitting a wall, it was the only thing that would get me past it. And then we had the idea of making a film. The Secret had come out, and we saw that films were just a new way to touch people's lives. And Nick had the idea. He asked me, and I was like, well, I'm really passionate about helping other people, and I think and thinking in alternative ways, and it seemed like the movie was the best thing to do. So we put money on credit cards, and you know, I moved back in to my parents, and I worked from the basement, and Nick had a little tiny apartment. We just got the camera equipment, and Nick asked his friend Nick Palizzi, his high school friend, to join him, and we just we started making it, and the first 6 months were a total disaster. We had no idea what we were doing. And we just kept with it. And, you know, I know it might sound a bit corny or cliche, but the reality is if it wasn't for using the tapping to deal with the stress around what we thought was possible and not possible, we wouldn't have been able to make the film. So I really believe when it comes to creating a business in your life that the number one thing you need to do is really look at your own limiting beliefs as to what's possible and to also stick with it, because we live in a time that we want instant gratification. We want to take some action. We want to see the results right away. And if we don't see them right away, we're really hard on ourselves and we think, well, maybe it's not meant for me. Maybe I should just give up. And because we have, you know, Facebook and Twitter, all our failed attempts can oftentimes really become very public. We're all little celebrities in our own right with social media. And I think there's a time and a space to make sure that we go within and we try things and we allow ourselves to fail. And then we deal with any emotions that come with that, and we realize that failure is a way that we can learn, and we don't need to take on the emotional burden that comes with that. And that's where tapping really came in for me.
Right. It sounds also, too, like there's a lot of passion involved. I'm really big into being passionate about something, and if you're not pretty much passionate about it, sometimes I won't do it. I pretty much have to throw my heart and soul into pretty much everything I do 1,000%, especially something of significance like a movie or a book or something like that. Would you say that factored in?
Oh, absolutely. I remember when we were making the movie, making the movie was one of the hardest things I've ever done. And I remember at one point I thought to myself, I do not care how long this takes. I'm finishing this movie. And that feeling of like, oh, I don't care. I don't need to hit a timeline in my mind of the way things should be. I'm not stopping until this is done, no matter how long that takes. And even if we don't make money, which we didn't make money right away, I knew I wasn't going to stop doing it because it felt like a passion. So, you know, now we have this really great business, but for many years I did what I loved for free, or, you know, for very little money.
Yep, that's a common thing with people who do what they love to do.
Yeah.
I know that theme. My husband nicknamed me Outflow for a long time.
Right.
So, yeah, I get it. Let's go back for a minute and just talk about school, because tell me why, or tell the audience why you weren't doing what you thought you could be doing or wanted to do, or whatever that was going on with school, because I think so many people struggle with that, because here's a curriculum, and if you don't fit the curriculum, you might feel like you're not successful.
Right. I think I was always a little bit rebellious in nature, so I think part of that came from rebelling. I kind of thought, well, if I'm not good at it, then I'd rather not do it and find something that I'm good at. And, you know, I struggled so much in school, and when I read about all these other people who thought differently, you know, that's when I realized I want to do something different. But really the deciding factor, and I'm not anti-continued education by any means. I think for certain people it's brilliant. It's a really great step. For me, what I did is at a young age I learned about modeling, and I was very into interviewing. Now I do interviews for Hay House, which is such a dream, but I've been interviewing people since I was a teenager because I realized that's the fastest way to figure out what to do, is to find somebody who's living the life that you want to live. And so I would find these entrepreneurs and these people that had – I always knew I didn't want to be stuck behind a desk. So I always found people that were had really exciting lives, and I'd interview them. And over again, they were telling me, oh, yeah, my college education, that was, like, pointless. And a lot of them didn't go to college. And so for me, because I was able to get clear about the kind of life I wanted, what it felt like and what it looked like, I was able to find other people and just sit with them and ask questions. And this is the thing. People love to talk about themselves. So if you ask questions, they will answer you. People often think, well, how are they going to, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to get someone who, say, like a celebrity or even someone that has a big online following. It doesn't have to be, you know, me or you, but it can be anyone. You'd be surprised if you just look at your environment. Yeah, and just ask and just begin to ask questions.
Some of the most fun interviews, like I've got an interview on Best Ever You today in the blog. And it's not a radio interview, but it's a blog interview. And it's one of my friends from high school who has a new CD out. just fun things like that where you go, and I'm 100,000 years old, so to go back that far to a buddy from high school and post his CD. But don't you think people are just generally fascinating? And I agree with you that you know, it could be where you're trying to find out what you want to do. But in general, also, don't you find all the different things that people do in the world just cool?
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredibly fascinating, and it's a shortcut. If you want to do something, why not ask for help or ask someone how they did it and see what they learned through the process? I mean, we obviously have to go through our own experience of trial and error because our situation is never exactly like someone else, but we can really figure out the way that they approach things mentally and emotionally and any other tips, and it just makes our life a lot more fun. Why do we have to figure everything out ourselves? We shouldn't. You know, we're all going through this human experience together. We should learn from each other.
Tell me about your moment where Hay House and like Reed Tracy said, okay, we like this. We're going to publish your book or help you with your movie or whatever. What was that moment like for you?
You will be surprised. I was terrified. Because I wasn't seeking it out. What happened was, you know, the movie took off. We did the Tapping World Summit. I had another book idea, and they, you know, they really liked it and gave me a deal, but I didn't quite feel right. And then I just let it go because the thing about a book is so often people want to write a book because there's this ego of being like, oh, look at me, I'm this great author. They think that it like will give them something that they don't have. But I realized, like, you know, a book is a lot of work and it has to come from a deeper place. And I had struggled for many years with my weight constantly fluctuating. I would go from binge eating and gaining, you know, a lot of weight to then doing really, you know, exercising and these really crazy fad diets, lose a little bit of weight, then gain it again. Yeah, it was just like it was a nightmare, and it started when I was 14. So for me, I always felt like, well, if I lose weight, then my life can start. If I could just lose weight, then I'll be happy, then I'll be worthy, then I'll be good enough, then everything will you know, take off. And I was struggling so hard, and I wasn't using tapping. Because to me, my weight seemed like this big monster that was too hard to address. And I was so brainwashed into thinking that it was only about food and exercise. So I started to, and I know this is a long answer to that question, I'll try to make it short. I just started using tapping to deal with the emotions around what was causing me to overeat, what was causing me to criticize myself. Because, you know, the thing with me was even when I did lose weight, I still was miserable. Because I always felt like at any moment I was going to gain weight back, and I just never felt confident in my body.
Or never and felt so skinny enough. Have you ever
never
felt that
felt
way?
Skinny
like, no
enough.
Matter what
yeah.
you do, you're just not skinny enough. It's like, oh, my God, I don't know if skinny is the word I'm using it anyway, but yeah.
But absolutely, I'm just not skinny enough. If, oh, yeah, I'm in better shape, but if only I could lose this, and if only this wasn't here. I mean, absolutely, that was my life. And so I started using tapping to deal with that, and that's when I started to lose weight. But more important than that, completely changed the way that I saw myself and my body and my confidence.
Good.
And I realized that my weight was screaming to get my body, was screaming to get my attention for me to begin to approve of myself before, instead of looking out for approval constantly. And so I had that experience. Then Nick said, listen, you need to work with more people about this. You know, you need to do a program. And so I started working with clients, and I did a 7-week program. It was very successful. But again, it was something that's so vulnerable. I mean, this is a struggle that I've kept a secret, you know. I don't think even my parents knew how awful I was to myself and, you know, and my really destructive eating patterns and self-talk. And then that did well. And then, you know, Reed Tracy called me and he's like, I really think that you should do a book. It's going to help a lot of people. And I just was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want the pressure.
You're
because
hard to do,
we live
actually.
In... Yeah, I did it. And I had to tap because, again, when it comes to writing a book or taking the next step in your career, I think that we all, as humans, have this fear at some level to shine because it can make us a target of criticism. We think that, well, if we need to protect ourselves and let's just play small, let's be as tiny as possible so we're not noticed, and then people can't judge us or say something mean. And usually that comes from a past experience when we were shining and we were being ourselves and somebody said, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, hotshot.
Yeah.
And so then we constantly try to avoid that by shrinking. And I think there's different levels. Like as we continue to grow, even experts have times where they have to go outside of their comfort zone. So I was very comfortable with doing the program, but this book was completely out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I had to do a lot of that inner work to go, okay, you know what? I know this. I need to stop being shy because I know it can help a lot of, I can help a lot of people. So it was definitely one of those moments where I was like, wow, I did not expect my life to go in this direction. I did not expect to talk about the one thing that I thought was the biggest battle, you know, that I felt like I was dealing on a daily basis. So, you know, for other people, they're like, wow, I've been working towards this my whole life. I had been working towards it, but I didn't even know I'd been working towards it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think what's neat about that, too, is that you – it's a lesson in pushing yourself into an uncomfortable spot to grow.
Yeah.
That's a really big lesson, and I'm a lot – we're similar as I'm hearing you talk. I'm like, okay, yep, because, I have 4 kids, and they're teenagers now. They're 12, 14, 16, and 18, but I didn't gain anything less than probably 80 pounds with each of those pregnancies. I mean, just back and forth weight for a number of years, for a good 10 years of my life. And even now, I struggle with my weight. I'll put 20 pounds on or take 5 off or put 5 on. You know, it bounces around a little bit, not 80 pounds back and forth. But, I mean, I hear you completely there, and I know how that feels totally.
Right.
And also the part about being sort of inherently shy. And it's interesting when you're a little bit shy or worried about what people are going to say or do or think or feel, I love that you've put that sort of bubble around you where it's not nobody's getting through and you're going to do your thing. And that's a special place to go in because you know in your heart that you're going to help people.
Right.
And that's cool. And that's what matters.
Thank you. I think that's an important lesson, about building a business, because I know you wanted to learn a little bit about that, is to see where the need is. That's when we really expand, when it's not just about us.
Right.
And trying to prove ourselves by having a certain career, but looking at the world and say, what message do people really need to hear? Like, how can I serve? And that's when I feel like things really begin to take off.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there, too. I also love to promote people. I think I find people just completely fascinating. So when you do something like write a book or produce the Tapping Solution, knowing how really hard that is to do, especially when you hear that you've, you know, moved in with your parents and, you know, all those things and they're charging on credit cards to do it. That's what a lot of us do to help and to help other people and to put those things out into the universe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. All right, teach us about tapping a little bit.
So in the beginning, as I was talking about my story, I was explaining that you not only feel emotions in our brain, but we feel them in our entire body. And so when we feel like we're being threatened, we have this panicked response. It's because the part of the brain called the amygdala is firing off the fight or flight response. And so if we're going to stay a little bit on the topic of weight, that creates an overproduction of cortisol, which is directly related to abdominal obesity. Besides that, massive health challenges. You have, you know, the overproduction of cortisol, your hormones get out of whack, you have adrenaline, the blood that's supposed to help digest your food and help you think is now flowing out of your head and your stomach into your arms and your legs so that you can fight or you can run. And the challenge is we're not doing either. We're just taking it in. We're just getting that call from our boss. We're feeling that panic, and we're just letting it sink into our body without letting it go. And so what we do with the tapping is you use your fingers to tap on these acupressure points on the head and body. And as you tap on these points, it sends a calming signal to the brain, letting your brain know that it's safe to relax. So when we're tapping, what we actually want to do is bring up the emotion or the thought that is creating the anxiety. So in the beginning, we really don't want to do any positive thinking yet, because if we try to say a positive thought, many times our whole body is repulsed by it. We're thinking, yeah, that doesn't feel true. So what you want to do is be able to say what you're feeling, have that moment of honesty with yourself as you stimulate these points. So the way that you begin to do this is to tap on the karate chop point, which is the side of the hand underneath the pinky, and you tap there while you say, even though, and you say the problem. So even though I'm so upset, even though I'm stressed, even though I'm confused, or you can list a symptom, even though I have this headache, I love and accept myself. And this is when people go, whoa, whoa, this is now getting a little bit too out there. And what we want to remember is that the setup statement sets us up for the process. When we have a problem, we get angry, and then we get angry at ourselves for being angry, and we begin to stack on these emotions.
Complicated cycle, isn't it?
Right. You know, like, oh, I'm so angry that I'm angry. I'm smarter than this. And when you're able to say, even though, and honor how you feel, even though I'm angry, I accept myself and how I feel, or I love and accept myself, when you can accept yourself, that is really when you're able to relax and then move forward. It's our inability to accept ourselves that keep us stuck in place. So many people think, I can't accept myself. I need to push. I need to work harder. Well, how's that working out for you? I mean, many of us, we've been criticizing ourselves for years, and it's just not working. So this is really, love and acceptance is the foundation we need in order to build what we want and really take that step forward. So you tap on the side of the hand while you say the setup statement, and then you tap on the rest of the points simply while saying how you feel. So this isn't about having fancy words, but it's about being honest with yourself. And if you're really confused as to what to say, you can pretend that you're speaking to a friend and you're complaining. Hey, you can even call your friend and complain. And while you're on the phone, stimulate these acupressure points. Because it's not about the words. It's just about having that stress response in your body that you want to tap away. And that way, you can still say the negative, but it doesn't feel true. You don't feel it in your body. And in that moment, it's easier to pick a more empowering thought.
So what's your favorite acupressure point? Because I love acupuncture, love acupressure too. It's one of my a favorite chiropractor type person of mine would be one that can do both of those things. I just love these two techniques. Could you...
do you want me to talk through the nine points, or could you put the 9 points in the webinar in on the website?
Yeah,
what
let's
do, you think?
Do that. After the call, maybe I could put the – if you have like a chart of where I could put the
I
nine.
Do, yeah.
Okay,
I
we'll do that.
So,
we'll post that.
Perfect. So if you know, for those who are listening, if you look at that chart, you'll be able to see the points, and all you do is tap those points while you talk about how you feel. The interesting thing when it comes to tapping is many times, depending on what you're working on, you'll have a spot that's more sensitive than others, and it can change. So for me, it used to be under the eye. The under the eye point just felt really sore. But it felt good, you know, that good kind of sore. And now my favorite point is actually the collarbone point, which is if you feel the U in your neck, and if you go down an inch and over an inch, or if you just use your whole hand to tap on your chest, you'll hit that collarbone point.
And tell me, just so people can visit, because some people might be listening, and this is completely new to them. By tapping, do you mean like two fingers or your whole hand or your
exactly.
fingertips?
Exactly. So you
what
tap.
Part?
So with two fingers. Except when it comes to collarbone point, you can use the palm of your hand. With two fingers, you tap on the eyebrow point, which is where the hair of your eyebrow begins, and it doesn't matter what side of the body you tap on. So where the hair of your eyebrow begins, then follow that bone until you're on the side of the eye. Then underneath the eye is another point on that bone, underneath the nose, chin, between the lip and the chin, collarbone that we talked about with your whole hand, underneath the arm, which is about a hand width from your armpit. Women, it's easy for us because it's really right where our bra strap lies.
Yep.
And then on top of the head. And those are the 9 points.
Yeah, I am the biggest fan of this ever. This actually puts me to sleep. I don't know what that means about
Well, that being said, if people want to learn more about tapping and they really want to have an experience, we just put a blog post up this week where I have a tapping for stress relief CD. It's a morning and evening meditation, and people always say that the evening meditation really helps them fall asleep. And it's free. I mean, it's an entire CD. So you'll get an introduction around the science about tapping, and then it's these four tracks. So that's on our blog, thetappingsolution.com. Just click on the blog, and it's the latest post.
Okay. I'll make sure and put that out into the universe as well so people know that. I'll put that on my social media and so forth. If people want to find you on social media, where should they go? I know Jessica Ortner on Twitter. Is that right?
Jessica Ortner on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's following Jessica Ortner.
Okay. Following Jessica Ortner. Did you want to keep going or do you want to talk a little bit more? We've got some time, but we're at that 30-minute mark. We can,
you know,
can
what
keep
we
going
do
or
is,
we can wrap up.
Let's do like 10 more minutes. I'd love to do some tapping with everybody. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So let's do an example of you're really stressed out because someone said something to you. So if you can think about maybe something recently that happened where someone said something to you and it really, really upset you and you're trying to let it go, but you're struggling to do so. And even if there's no situation like this, maybe remember a time. And if you still can't remember a time, it's not a problem. Just tap along with us because just tapping on the acupressure points is really relaxing. So what we do is
Okay.
Okay. Well, I yawn, which is so bad when I'm on interviews. So tapping on your cardio trap point. Repeat after me. Even though I'm so upset.
Even though I'm so upset.
That they said that.
That they said that.
I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
Even though I'm so upset.
Even though I'm so upset.
That they said that.
They said that.
I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself. And do you have to say that they said that, or can you say whatever?
You can say whatever. You can actually say that they told me that this project, you know, that I need to work on this project more, that they made the comment, or anything, or just that I'm overwhelmed. It could even be a feeling.
Okay, and I'm not going to talk. I just wanted to reiterate so people can understand.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
You can actually say it, but you keep talking.
So, so we'll also go. So even though I'm so upset,
you keep going.
I love. Are you going to repeat after me?
Nope, you keep going.
Okay, I love and accept myself. And I'm just leaving a moment so that everybody can repeat after me. So eyebrow point. Those words that they said. Now we're just going to vent. Yeah, I can't believe they said them. Under the eye, I'm so upset. Under the nose, I was trying so hard. Chin, then they said those words. Collarbone, I know I shouldn't be upset. Under the arm, but I'm so upset. Top of the head, and that's okay. Eyebrow, those words that they said. Side of the eye, hearing them in my mind. Under the eye and letting them go. Under the nose, this tension in my body. Chin, this pressure in my body. Collarbone, it's safe to let it go. Under the arm, the words that they said. Top of the head, it's safe to let them go. Okay, take a deep breath in. Exhale. So just to explain what I did there, those were just two rounds where you just focus on. Now, what's tricky about this example is that I'm not working with someone, so we're not being very specific. And to get the best results, it really helps to be specific. And so really tapping on what somebody said to you that upset you today, maybe something that happened. And then as you feel a little bit better, and it might be 4 or 5 rounds of tapping and just saying what happened, then you're able to bring in words like, it's safe to let it go, or I choose another thought, or I'm calm and confident. then those affirmations feel true. But if you say an affirmation and it doesn't seem congruent with how you feel, then it's really important to just focus on what's bothering you.
Okay, so if it feels like you're talking yourself into something that doesn't feel quite right.
Right, then that means, you know, take a step back, let yourself continue to vent about how you really feel while you tap.
How hard are you? Softly.
You don't want to create any redness. I mean, it depends how sensitive your skin is, but very softly. Just tap, 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 like you're tapping on a desk, like you're fidgeting.
Yeah. And those that same pattern. Is it always in that order, too, with top of the head being the last point?
No, some people start at the top of the head, so it doesn't matter what order you go in. It's just about stimulating the points.
I kind of like the top of the head being the last point because it's like it feels like somebody's patting me on the head, like, good job.
Yeah, good job. We do. My mom's a school psychologist, and she taps a lot with the kids. And that's we started calling it the monkey point because she said that kids would start making a monkey sound when they got to the top of the head.
I would do that, too, if I wasn't on the radio because that's my sense of humor. But I won't
so
do that.
Funny.
I have a great monkey call, by the way.
good to know.
Since a kid, but anyway. Okay, so let's wind up. That's awesome and so helpful, and I encourage everybody to buy the book, The Tapping Solution, and grab a copy of your movie, The Tapping Solution. And tell us before we go just a little bit more about your book.
So, you know, my book is really looking at the emotions that cause us to gain weight. You know, stress being one of them. Oftentimes, when we think about losing weight, we're so obsessed over food and exercise, but we're not looking at our life as a whole to see what is stressing us out in a way that's causing us to turn to food for comfort, or what are the emotions that are causing us to really reject exercising and not wanting to look at our body. And so, you know, with every single chapter, we just address a different emotional component so that we can get to the place where eating healthy is easy, because it's easy to take care of what we love. But most of us don't love our bodies. We resent them. We feel like our body has betrayed us. And for so long, I did. I felt like I just was one of those unlucky people. And so the more that we can begin to build that relationship with our body, then we'll be able to get the wisdom that we need to take the steps forward to create better health. But so often, we are just letting our life pass us by, and we're not allowing ourselves to be happy because we're waiting for that one day moment when we'll have the perfect body. And so this is about losing the weight, but also not waiting for that happiness, not letting that weight weigh us down and stop us from truly living and experiencing all the blessings we have in this moment in the body that we're in.
Yeah, I can tell you after having just an experience, many of them over 44 years now, but, you know, I've had instances where I've felt so bad about my body, I've skipped a Christmas party,
mm-hmm.
things like that. Have you ever done anything like that? Where you
absolutely. I skipped a Christmas party. I remember in high school I'd pretend to be sick so I didn't have to go to the lake with my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that was, bathing suit, hello, biggest nightmare ever for me. things that triggered us.
I have a blog from a few years back. It's about how they should invent swim jeans.
Yeah. and you know, like this is the thing. It's about, we need to find this balance because, you know, you said before, you're like, I can still fluctuate. We're women. We still fluctuate.
Yeah.
And that's not having a problem. You know, that's just being female. And I think once we feel more comfortable with that, then we'll find that we just feel more in control over all our decisions to live a healthier life.
Well, I look forward to using this with some of my clients because it is one of the things I do now that I've basically kind of got my weight under control and understand the psychology behind weight and weight loss and weight gain and so forth much better than I ever have before. I've helped a few people lose quite a bit of weight and change their lives and do different things through the Percolate process. So that's what Percolate's about. But it's not completely about weight loss. It's about kind of anything to implement change in your life. So I look forward to using this, though, with a couple of my clients.
I look forward to reading your book.
We'll have the Mutual Admiration Society.
Yeah, definitely. How about, can we do a trade? I'll send you my book, you send me yours?
I will. Yeah. In April and May, we'll FedEx them back and forth. It's really cute. Because I just think this helps so many people, and the tapping solution has helped me with migraines, because I get migraines every once in a while, and it's genius for that, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, it really is fantastic for migraines.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations on everything. It was so much fun to speak with you. I've been waiting for a long time to meet you. It feels like I've met one of my idols, so I appreciate you being with me. And very cool. See, you can hear it in my voice. I was like, it's funny. So my idols are my idols. I just love you. So congratulations on everything. Keep doing your thing. I'm so very proud of you. And it was fun to have Nick on and everything. So I look forward to all the things that you do.
Thank you. And this is just the beginning. I can't wait to we'll hang out in person next time.
Oh, I can't wait.
After we trade our books.
It's going to be so much fun. So everybody, thetappingsolution.com. This is the beautiful Jessica Ortner and all of her wisdom, and follow her. She's one to watch for sure, all the cool things she's going to do in her lifetime. I can't wait to see it all. So, all right, thank you. And we got to thank Hay House again, right, Jessica?
Yes.
Thank you, Hay House. We love you guys.
Thank you, Hay House. You guys rock.
All right, take care, everybody, and have a beautiful day. Thank you, Jessica.
All right, bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.